Episode of the Stu Show.
Give it up.
Hey. We are feeling like this. We just had loads of tryptophan.
Oh,
loads of pie.
Loads
of
Thanksgiving all over the place, dude. Veggies, mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes that were cauliflower that looked like mashed potatoes. Two different kinds of gravy. One was no sugar, no grains.
Dude,
we piled it on big, and then we went for pie and ice cream and beers and this and that and the other day, and now I'm like this. I can barely breathe. My stomach is so full, and I just broke two ribs a week and a half ago. And I'm like, yeah, living large.
Just been here being grateful for being able to eat such amazing food and be around some good friends. And keeping in mind that we're aware of how many people don't have any place to be this year, and so our hearts are out to them as well.
Got the fires coming to an end because it rained all night last night up here anyway at the campfire. I don't know why they call it a campfire, even though that's part of the name of the town. It's like, you make it sound like it's not huge. I'm like, dude, it's not a campfire.
Yeah,
for God's sake.
On the campfire.
And that poor town Pleasure. Oh, I'm just kidding. Sorry, fucking Donald Trump, idiot. We all know it's paradise.
Pleasure Town.
Idiot.
All right. So,
it's called campfire because it broke out on the campfire.
I got a couple sound bites that I've got to get off my chest. I find this very interesting. But I gotta give props to Joe Rogan. You gotta listen to his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. That's right. I just want people to think and open their minds. And what I need you to do is check this out. I'm trying to see if you can focus on it.
Mouth stretched out. They're musculature. Like if you look at chimpanzee pecs, they aim upward because, of course, chimps climb all the time. Australopithecus is more lateral, like we are. We're basically completely lateral because things are side to side as far as we're concerned. It's harder to climb a tree, but it's a whole lot easier to do a lot of other things. And we have much more limber shoulder, we have much more limber wrist, all that sort of thing. And a lot of that was in place by Australopithecus. So once they became bipedal, they gained a lot of these qualities. And then the question is, why do those qualities matter? Well, if you watch a chimpanzee throw, it's terrible at it. Even though they're stronger than you and I are, pound for pound, by a sizable margin, when they throw, they're inept, they can't aim very well, and they typically use two hands because they're not lined up well to throw. If you watch a really good thrower, like, you know, a gridiron, a football player, a baseball player, or hunter-gatherer throw, you know, it's a full body motion. You step forward with the other leg, there's this rotation, and the very last minute, you bring your wrist through. Well, what that does is it creates an enormous amount of elastic energy across your muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And the end of that throw for a human is like the snapping of a rubber band. So chimps can't do that. They're not lined up properly. But
sure sounds like throwing frisbee golf.
Australopithecus got to the point where they could probably do that pretty well. And so now, and that's purely a byproduct of...
For you anal people out there, disc golf, okay? Okay, there you go.
Bipedalism, because it stretched out their whole body, and they're not climbing as much anymore, so their musculature is more lateral, which would have been helped them for throwing. So now you get to a point where they have...
All right, before I bore you to death and you want to turn the jam, all right? Like, we got two very special gentlemen in the house tonight. One flew in yesterday, all the way from Switzerland.
To snowstorms.
Out of that day.
And I'm jet lagged.
And he's got a little jet lag. And we got him a little tipsy today. A little smokage, little hashage, little foodage. But
yeah,
coming up
so.
From Marin. Marin County. We have Archer in the house. What's up, Archer?
What's up?
What did you guys think of today so far?
Oh, today's been amazing.
It's pretty sunny out.
Beautiful day. It's nice to get some rain to clean up the air from all the smoke we've been enduring for weeks now. Yeah, and
rainbows were out.
Yeah, I saw rainbows on the way up. That was great. Get to hang out with great friends and eat amazing food. Have wonderful Thanksgivings. Can't really complain.
So, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because the year is coming to an end, and it kind of reminds me of something that you would do in like high school or something, like. Dude, in 1988, but in 20 years from now, we're going to unbury it, and it'll be hilarious. And so it's the time capsule of 2018. And so we're not going to open this up for 100 years, but in the reopening of it, right, of the vault, it's going to be stashed just in a vault, airtight, da-da-da-da. What would you put in the time capsule for 2018? So that when people came out, you know, looked at it in 100 years, they went, oh my God, look at this, you know, for us, dude, look at this iPhone, it's high tech. And they're like, ah. So what do you got, Archer?
No way. There's a pack of cigarettes, 3 packs of long raw papers, and 20 grams of hash.
Just put that in there. That's not bad. That's not bad. Someone might be like, because it is vacuum sealed, they might be like, you can still smoke this, dude. You can't get this shit anymore, dude.
No. Yeah, they'd probably be so all good. Excited. And like, someone would be like, what?
So that wasn't in there. Yeah. What was that, sir? Nothing? Yeah. You know, I got it in your shoe already.
And it was an edible cake, too.
No, dessert. No. What, Heinz, what would you put in the 2018 time capsule vault?
Oh, you catch me a little bit off guard here. It's a loaded question. It's a loaded question.
So,
what would I put in?
Loaded gun? Is that what you're alluding to?
Loaded, man. I'm loaded. I don't know, Sue. What would I put in there?
I would hope, right?
Jeez.
That, like, all photos, all the stuff that I have, like, in my hard drive and what have you, I want to put my computer in there. First things first. Yeah. Bonk, I'll just go buy a new one, start out fresh and clean, you know, so you can have my computer, and hopefully 100 years from now, they'd be like, dude, open that up and look in there and see what's in that thing. I don't know if they'd even know how to.
Exactly. By that time, the technology would be so outdated, they wouldn't know how to use it.
So then I would take a stack of photos from 2018. And just put a bunch of photos in there, like, this is what we were up to. So it's just sticking. Patrick's already got Ganj in there. I'm like, Archer! Again. So I just got photos on my computer. What are you going to put in, Ainz?
Bicycles, for sure.
You're sticking Icicle. A bike?
Wait, are you talking about a shipping container or a small box?
Oh, this is a huge room that's going to get vacuum sealed like a bank vault. So you stick whatever you want in.
Oh, I would stick coins in there. I would stick.
What kind? Like a quarter?
No.
What kind of coin?
Coin, like collectible silver coins, like all silver dollar coins that are of a specific year and mint.
From America.
I would put stamps in there. I would put all collectible sort of things in there. But you know where they have a place like this already?
I'm sure there's a bunch of them.
Place called Iron Mountain
in
Virginia.
Seats?
No, that's the one in Norway. This one is in Virginia, and it's where they keep all of Social Security information for all people and all files, secret files for people.
Really?
It's called Iron Mountain.
I know, I heard of Iron Mountain, but I didn't know they keep all in there.
It's oh boy.
Even my stuff?
Anyway, we're getting off track. So,
off track. Speaking of being off track, I got a soundbite for you guys. I hope you like.
When he came along, people thought that the two sexes had similar levels of jealousy for infidelity. And David was like, well, look, insemination's internal. And so men should be a lot more worried about her sleeping with somebody else
than women should be, because men never know for sure if they're the father. They can't see it happen. Whereas, you know, if you're a salmon, you can say, okay, I'm the dad. I just watched that. But females, insemination is eternal, but they know they're the mother. That's not their concern. They should be more concerned about things like his giving her resources to help her raise the kid and things like that. And so what Buss found is if you ask people this question, what would bother you more? Imagine your wife having sex with somebody that she just met for the first time, having this great time and doing all these different funky things with them, and then never doing it again. Or your wife develops this, you know, ongoing emotional connection with somebody. She never touches him. He never touches her. But they talk and share their feelings and stare deep in each other's eyes. What would bother you more? And you ask men and women that question. So what would, in your case, what would bother you more? To have your wife to know she had this one
affair,
fling, sex only, didn't care about the guy, or she develops this sort of emotional bond with somebody, never touches him?
That's a good question. I'd really have to think about that.
It's not anything, because nobody likes either of them.
No. Yeah, because it's a matter of time before that dude gets in. That's a
it's a guarantee. I know, but in this case, it's a guarantee, right?
It's a guarantee that they never hook
touch.
Up.
Never touch.
As long as he doesn't talk shit about me, that's the problem. Those guys have the poison tongue.
Wedge you away, right?
Yeah, they said, well, I would do so much better. He doesn't treat you right.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
Weasels.
Really, yeah, on average, men are more bothered by sex. The one.
Oh, he doesn't treat you right. And then what do you call him? A fucking weasel.
He's like letting the fox in the hen house.
And women are more bothered by the
emotional
connection.
Because
that's a bigger threat.
Emotional connection could lead to him leaving her.
Well, also, if it's him leaving her, directing his resources elsewhere. And
exactly.
So it's mind you, every time we talk about gender differences, it's super important to keep in mind they're heavily overlapping bell curves.
Right.
So it's never 100% this way, and except, like, do you have this organ or something?
Right.
But if psychologically, it's always overlapping. But this is a big effect. Men, on average, are much more bothered by the one-off sex, and women, on average, are much more bothered by the emotional connection.
Yeah, that's fascinating, because
it is fascinating. Like, if you were, if that was in your lap, what would you do, Heinz? Which one, if you had to choose one?
I would take number one.
Just let her have sex with some dude, and it never happens again, ever.
Well, I think it's cruel.
After 10 years, you're not going to remember that. You're not going to think about it on a day-to-day basis.
Why shouldn't she have it?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's cruel enough that she should only have sex with you all his life.
A lot of people, you know, it's like, I don't know, having sex with the same person thousands of times, and then it's like this, and this is the only person you're going to have sex with. It almost is like a ball and chain, or, you know, you're like, dude, I want to go have more fun.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to. And if you do, you're a fucking asshole. Pretty much. Or if she was, you're a slut. You're a whore.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. It's a yin-yang to everything, but no one likes feels cheated on.
Oh, I would definitely be more bothered by
emotion.
By her having
I'm an archer.
Intimate connection.
Where are you going?
Grab some water.
All right, well, we'll talk to you and you get back. Anywhoozle.
Come on, man. You can't leave the show.
I know, he's just like, I gotta go. All right.
Strap me in.
So, Heinz.
Yes.
You're talking to me today about hypnotism.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you think? Is it real? Can it happen? Da 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 da.
Oh, it's definitely real. I mean, I don't know, when people on the stage and suddenly they're shaking, that's one thing, right? They believe they're shaking, but you can have a deep hypnosis and have some.
Oh, you mean like the guys that go on stage act like a chicken and everyone's laughing at people? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Is that real? I don't know.
I think people do that weird stuff. Possible, yeah, like they get hypnotized into it, and then they're like, I did what? Yeah, they have to ask their friends. I think that can be real,
For me, that's
weak-minded people probably easier to pick on, I would imagine. I'm not positive.
So that kind of leans over to remote viewing.
You expand on that. What do you mean remote viewing?
Remote viewing was a... a way, a technique that they use.
He's talking about watching TV. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that'd be neat.
I got a remote and I'm viewing.
Right now.
Television.
It's
yeah,
like
I have
I
one of
those.
I
can be hiding in my closet and watching TV without looking at it.
Or
I've got this super technique.
Or watch events unfold where you know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Explain the difference. What are you guys getting at?
Remote viewing is where you can actually see a different place and time, by
events happening.
By various various events happening.
Like put it into a
by
put
by,
it into
like
more
like
of
a hypnosis state.
Put it into a real, more realistic for me to understand. Like, what are you viewing? If you're hypnotized and you're doing that, I'm like, I don't get it.
Still
don't get what
you're
talking about.
You're viewing something.
So
whatever it is that you're viewing in your mind.
Yeah.
You're writing down, you're drawing things that you're seeing on a piece of paper.
Right.
And you're seeing these things by questions you were asked.
And are you conscious?
You're in a hypnotic state. You're kind of being hypnotized.
But you're drawing like with a pad and a piece of paper.
You have
a
piece of paper and your eyes are closed and you're just kind of like drawing what it is that you're experiencing. And so from that, the person who's asking those questions can somehow decipher what it was that you were drawing.
Uh-huh.
And be able to tell that you were seeing the, say, fucking... seeing Gorbachev go take a shit.
Yeah. Well, what do you... Hold on. Let's go over to Switzerland. Yeah. Heinz, what do you got to say?
I think Patrick is right on.
It's Archer.
I think it's more accurate. You don't even have to call. They did tests like give people a piece of paper and say, hey, what's in the next room or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And they made drawings, and it happened that some people hated right on what the next room looks like or whatever they described in that room. And that, I consider that remote view.
See, I believe that
there's
like an ability that all people have to go into... to tune into a specific space where they can be conscious of all things around them. This is like what Buddha shot
for. But it's a kind of borderline I can see into the future.
Yeah.
You can see what's in the next room. Why can't you see what's happening tomorrow?
Well, that's what he was...
That's a whole different ballgame,
that's
though.
That's what remote viewers were able to do.
They do, yeah.
It was a scientific technique that they developed.
That was that dude that won the lottery this year for $1.6 billion.
Maybe.
He saw it the day before and went, I know what numbers to pick.
Yeah. I believe that there are people who have found ways to do that and have won money via that way. Obviously, they won't talk about it, or else they'd be arrested. But
I don't think you get arrested group by just going like this. Man, I saw those numbers in a dream last night, and then I put them on the card, and I bought the thing, and I won. You can't go, we're going to arrest you because you had a dream about it. It's like,
the whole population would run
you
down. You
could go like this. I was just kidding.
Yeah, well,
I just picked numbers. I was just making that up.
Right.
I'm sure that, like, from what I've heard, most people who know about whatever gifts that they have don't use them for malicious or
to gain. Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
They would rather use them for healing people and whatnot if they can. But
maybe it backfires if you use it too
exactly.
much that way. It's like
if you're a witch, then people will kill you.
Yeah.
So. I'm getting back to the guy and girl thing. It's been a topic in the last few episodes. I have some friends going through some crap, this, that, the other. How far do you think, just in general, women have come from 1919 to 1956? As a mask?
1956?
There was always
really
revolutionary
hard for me to say. I wasn't even born in that time period. I can't really know.
Well,
know
if you're born in 1919 as a woman, you can't vote yet.
Right.
1920, you can vote.
Okay, well, so life obviously has gotten better.
This is like 20, yeah, 30, 40, 50. So that's 36 years later, right? We're going to go for a little capisciole here.
Google shout.
Let's see what you guys think about this one. I kind of think it is interesting.
We must admit that when it comes to being progressive, we are often late to the party. And if you need further proof, this Sunday, which is Mother's Day, think about the fact that when my mother was born, women in America could not vote. My mother. Not some far distant relative I discovered on Ancestry.com. My mother, who was born in 1919, the year before women got the vote. Of course, by the time she had me in 1956, things for women had really changed. How much? I'll leave that to Rex Harrison to explain. He played Professor Henry Higgins when My Fair Lady opened on Broadway in 1956. Hit it, Rex.
But women are irrational. That's all there is to that. Their heads are full of cotton, hay, and rags. They're nothing but exasperating, irritating, vacillating, calculating, agitating, maddening, and infuriating hags.
There you have it.
See? Yeah, weird.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's like that.
Life's taking a turn.
It's totally different. Any hoozles. Like, bring in Chuck Morrissey. Chuck, come on in here. Hi, hey, how you doing there, Heinz? How was your holiday so far? Okay, over to Archer. Archer, looking sharp. Nice. Haircut. Okay, let's get to the game tonight. Here's a song that no man wants to identify with, if you know what I mean.
With a spoon, and this is my young protege, Chucky. Give him a big hand. Yes, indeed. That's enough. Now listen, you know, tonight we're going to do a song for you. It's a duet, and it's about a woman and a man. And that man's name is me. Now, I don't mean to be suspicious, but last night when my woman come home, I noticed something different. She didn't have no panties on. No, no. Now, when I asked her to tell me about this now, she just smiled and she said to me, I'm going to take a shower. Somebody's fucking my lady. Somebody's fucking my girl. I wonder where her panties gone. She had them on when she left home. My lady. Somebody's fucking my girl. I don't know what to do, but I think I got a clue. They doing my lady. Now I don't mean to be suspicious, but the circus came to town. We were there 10 minutes and I noticed that my lady was suddenly gone. Wow, wow. I peeked into a tent to see what was going down. And I'm pretty sure it was her on the clown. Somebody's fucking my lady.
Somebody's fucking your lady.
Somebody's fucking my girl.
Somebody's fucking your girl.
I can't believe this shit is true. She probably did the midget to my lady.
Somebody's fucking your lady.
Somebody's fucking my girl.
He probably used his rubber nose on his horn.
I don't know what to do, but I think I got a clue.
They doing my lady.
Are you enjoying my pain, ladies and gentlemen?
All right. So, do you think it's as easy for girls to bash dudes and get underneath their skin as it is a dude to bash a chick and get underneath their skin?
Yes.
You think it is easy?
I think it is as easy.
For both of them.
Okay, now hold on. I'm talking stand-up comedy, right? When dudes bash chicks in stand-up comedy, it's a whole different ball game. Chicks get up and try to bash dudes, so it's like, you know who Lisa Lampanelli is? Well, she lost a lot of weight. She came into a lot of money in the last few years. She's changing her job title. She's no longer doing stand-up. But she's still going out on the stage. And so it's just cleaner. She's just changing her act. But she's like, I'm not doing stand-up anymore. But she still goes up on a stage with a microphone to audiences and makes them laugh. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not doing stand-up? But it's like, she was a big white chick, and she was her whole bit was how she just fucked black dudes, right? That didn't get underneath my skin.
No, but I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know about her. I don't even know who she is, but you know, I've watched the that show where they bag on people, the roast. Comedy roast.
Yeah.
And I've seen women tear up some dudes pretty thoroughly.
Yeah.
Like, when they did the Bieber roast.
Uh-huh.
And they just, you know, all got up there and roasted Bieber, like, to the point where he was just, like, about to
But
cry.
That guy's a little girly man, and he needs to get roasted by women that are hot, so he just feels like a little kid, and that's what they did.
They got up there,
dude.
And they roasted on Snoop.
That's an easy target.
They roasted on Snoop, and they roasted on, what's his call? Target. Not 50 cents.
Do you really think that it got underneath Snoop Doggy Dog's skin?
I don't know.
That guy's gotten away with murder, dude. He's like, bitch, as he's lighting a joint, whatever. I'm getting paid how much for this gig? I'm going to leave. No, it didn't get underneath Snoop's skin, dude. Justin Bieber, I believe. I think he probably was like, stop picking on me.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
All they had to say about him was, well, at least you're rich.
Oh. I'm almost done the sound bites for this show, and then we'll get into some serious talk, yo. Yeah?
Oh.
One more, Heinz.
Ooh.
One more session.
Jet lag.
Do you do a little sound effects in there and making some fun, or are you pretty serious about your sound bites?
Oh, it depends on what day it is and how much turkey I ate. Pretty, what's that tryptophan stuff do to you? I forgot.
Makes you sleep.
Is that the rain outside?
Yes.
The rain is coming down, my friends. I'm putting out that fire.
Hey, if we didn't have this instinct, we wouldn't let him in the house, right?
Nope. Marriage is to sex what rain is to a ball game. My wife, with the excuses, the maladies, the tunnels dug under the bedroom, her period used to last 2 days, three at the most. Now they go on for months. She's still got one flowing from Christmas. Hell of a stocking stuffer. If you want to get married, that's fine. You have the kids, you mow the lawn, you do the whole marriage thing. But if you're doing it for the sex, you are barking up the wrong bush. Yeah. I have been married 11 years. We've had sex 5 times. We're here to teach. I've seen 3 of them. All right. Now, hey, let's move on. The learning.
Oh, man. Kimmel's pretty funny. I've been married 11 years. I've had sex 5 times.
That was Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, that's Kimmel right there with Adam Carolla.
Firing struggle for pride and survival in the Old West. Dick Van Patten and LeVar Burton experienced firsthand the trials and tribulations of interracial gay adoption in the 1800s. And Pioneer Dad. Oh.
Pioneer Dad. Okay, last one of the day, and I hope you guys like it. I hope you dig this one.
Oh, it's so good to see everyone. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your
real man.
Enthusiasm. Welcome to the legendary Apollo Theater. I'd like to talk to the young man for a minute, if we could, because we've noticed a disturbance.
Call from 1-508-221-1518.
What a guy. Boston, Massachusetts. I'm getting married soon. I'm living on a huge fucking sailboat. Okay. Justin, tight guy. I'm not picking up. You're not getting on the Stu show right now.
Sorry.
If you could please hang up the phone, that would be great.
Exit.
Friend, you're turning into women. Maybe not on the inside. On the inside, I'm sure you feel very manly, but on the outside, you're girls. It started with the earrings. I'd say it was around the advent of Duran Duran that straight guys started getting their ears pierced. Before that, only guy with pierced ears was either gay, a pirate, or gay. Yeah.
Did you ever have an earring?
Yeah.
I had one too in the 80s. You have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can,
I wasn't a pirate and I wasn't gay, so shut up, Adam.
A nose ring. How about that?
A nose ring.
Changed. People got used to it, and for a long time, that's as far as it went, pierced ears. But then you started piercing other stuff, important stuff. Noses, nipples, a ball here and there, stuff that should not have holes punched in it. Hey, would you hammer a spike into the hood of your car? Then why do it to your penis? Let me tell you something personal. I spend the better part of each day keeping sharp things away from my junk. It is the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning and the last thing I think about before I go to bed at night. It's why I sleep on my stomach.
Yeah.
Ponytails, bleached hair, eyeliner, body shaving. Believe me, male breast implants are just around the corner.
That's right.
Men shouldn't be pretty. That's the deal. You want to look like a guy, you look like us. That's the way you should look. Right?
I don't know about that. He has some dorky shirts on.
Stick around with your appearance. If you have to do something to yourself, here are the five acceptable alterations. Number one, shaved head. Very practical. This is the ultimate not caring about your hair. Plus, a bird crafts on your head, it rolls right off. Number two, sideburns. Elvis, Tom Jones, Carl Yastrzemski, Adam's grandmother, all wore sideburns and all wore them proudly. Damn straight. Number three, beard. Beards are great because you know you don't want to mess with a guy with a beard. The longer the beard, the further you stay away. I think it's like an inch for every mile you have to stay away from it. Number four is tattoos. Tattoos are fine, but only of ships and women. And if you make more than 35 grand a year, you're not allowed to get a tattoo. Who do you think you're kidding with that? Please. Number five, tube socks. Tube socks. Number five, it is okay to stuff a ball of tube socks in your shorts. It lets the ladies know you mean business. There you have it.
That That's my last soundbite of the night. I thought that was funny, dude. So, I'll mention it, but this is my quote of the week. All right, here we go. In the new year, 2019, don't think about what you don't like about someone. Think about what you do like about someone when you're thinking about someone, and it'll make your life that much easier.
All right.
Have you ever heard of Pulse candy from India?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
Pulse?
To get
it's
high?
Called Pulse. No, it's candy. Uh-huh. It's like, I've heard it's like super big there. Like, they love it. And it tastes like...
I didn't eat a lot of candy.
Tastes like carbon monoxide and like ash. It's like super wrong.
Tastes like ass.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
It tastes like a little butt nugget.
How do you know?
Over to the man from Switzerland who has been around the block, been to many beaches in the world. What is the difference between Northern California and Marin and San Francisco? Like where you're at right now. What's the difference between
Northern California?
Well, like, you know,
Central California.
Santa Rosa. Up. What's Sebastopol, Santa Rosa, Windsor, Humboldt. Healdsburg.
Arcata.
From San Francisco.
Yeah, what's the difference between that and Marin in San Francisco?
Well, Marin. Pill Valley, you mean? I don't know, Stu. I'm just a visitor. How would I know?
Because you've lived in San Francisco for a long time of your life.
San Francisco.
What is the difference?
Of a shithole now.
Yeah.
And
you gotta step over the human shit, not even the dog shit anymore.
Yeah, every shit, man. It's just crowded and everything. But Northern California is just quaint and a lot of homesteads, a lot of breweries, you know, and a lot of growers and nice beaches.
What about, like,
what do you want to know?
What would you say, what's the biggest difference between San Francisco and Marin?
Not much. I would think Marin
big
is
kept
like Switzerland. They keep the riffraff more or less out.
Marin will.
Marin is. Is that right?
It's clean.
It's clean. They keep it that way. They have a pride, and they keep it that way. In San Francisco, I think they can't anymore.
There's not people shitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And
in Switzerland,
not,
people don't do
not
that either.
A fucking heroin addict fucking bending over, shaking, about to die every 5 feet in San Francisco is like, you know, there's none of that in Marin. You know, got a bunch of heroin addicts that you won't stand for that shit. The cops will pick that up real quick and.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just wondering, what do the cops do to those guys in Marin that they don't do in San Fran?
Arrest them.
Put them where? Into a jail?
Well, either a jail or say, I don't know.
I think they have programs over there.
Yeah,
and it's more,
like,
you get incorporated in some form.
You just don't have that over there.
But San Francisco, they
just... We
just
don't stand for it here in Marin.
Yeah,
they
like
pick them
up,
they put them in a cop car, and they drive them over to San Fran
trust
and say, get the fuck out and don't come back to Marin.
Trust you me, when it says 25 or 30, I do 25 or 30. And when there's a stop sign, I stop at that stop sign all the way. And then I go when I drive in Marin.
In San Francisco.
Oh, well, whatever. San Francisco is it's different, you know?
Yeah.
But in Marin, it's just like, you know that if you don't,
even on a bicycle.
If you don't drive like a calm, sweet, respectable person, they will pull you over.
Yeah, and even in San Francisco, I run every red light.
So you just fucking act like a fucking normal civil person. All right.
Yeah, sure. We're going to. This is one of our sponsors. We got a.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's like a. For like a tour guided. Kind of crazy vacation. They got people chipping in on it. It's all pretty gravy train. But you get free airplane tickets. But you do have to hang out with these guys over there for an hour. But you get a free room and board for a week. And you get plane tickets here and there. But let's go to Heinz from Switzerland. Do you want to play for Hawaii or Mexico?
Hawaii.
Okay, you're playing for Hawaii. Name four movies that Quentin Tarantino directed.
I'm not a movie dude, man.
This is for a free trip per week.
I wouldn't know hardly one. What was the one? Very fucking
yeah, that one.
That one.
You know that one, right?
Which one?
That one.
Is yeah, that totally that one.
Yeah.
Broken it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that. What's the name of it?
What was the name of it?
Yeah, I don't remember what the name of it
See,
was.
See, you guys don't remember.
Oh, I do.
Sure.
I got all the answers right here in my handy bag. But, okay. We'll take that as you're not going
no,
on a free trip.
That.
Womp, 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 womp.
What if I chose Mexico? What would the question have been?
It's different for each contestant. Okay. Contestant number two, do you want to play for Hawaii or Mexico?
I'm going to Mexico.
He's going to Cancun here, it says. Cancun, Mexico for a week. And I guess there's a bunch of younger people drinking and partying and... You never know what's going to happen down in Cancun.
Spring break.
Okay.
Yeah, stay away from the crazy.
Name me the name of the last Star Wars movie, like the trilogy, whatever the Star Wars Enterprise.
I saw the last one, man.
And no, you can't look on your phone. Get back. No cheating. Grab it from him. Switzerland, grab that.
Right.
The Moringa is cheating.
You don't get away with it.
Okay, so you're not going to Cancun either. Next week, we'll be playing for two more trips, and most likely, they're still giving me the same tickets to Mex or Hawaii. So, all right.
Is this for real?
Yeah,
so
that one was.
If I answered it, I would have won a ticket.
That goes
by
Cancun.
Couldn't even
There's,
see it.
Something else about their name. I should probably have that down. They probably not even pay me if I didn't say the last two words. Hold on.
I would have said Empire Strikes Back, but that's not the last movie I've seen.
Believe it or not, it says Strike Back Enterprises. That's the name of it. Okay, Anyhoozle. Who can tell me first time they saw The Matrix?
What time of day?
No. Like, do you remember where were you? What happened? Was it like when it came out?
I was on Van Ness.
You saw it in the theater when it came out.
I did. I saw it with a group of people.
In the theater.
Darren.
Yeah.
Kara.
Yeah.
Paul, Sonny. I can't remember who else, but I want to say Jovis and maybe Will. There's a little group of us. We watched The Matrix for the first time when it just came out.
There's
a group
cool.
of us that went over there from Rust Street Warehouse.
Yeah.
So probably Nick as well.
Did he bring the fire truck? Fire truck. I want to ride in a fire truck.
I just
truck.
Think of the funniest thing ever was when we were outside of 1015 Folsom.
So hold on. Let's go over to Switzerland real quick. We'll get right back to you. Have you even seen The Matrix?
Exactly. I have not.
Wow.
You've never seen the movie
seen bits
The Matrix?
I've seen pieces of it, but it was so overwhelming, I fell asleep.
You don't like it.
You know the movie Existence?
No.
No.
But have you, you're not going to go back and watch the whole thing from front to beginning?
No, but I like the guy. What's his name, the main character?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I like, no, but yeah, the movie character.
Keanu?
Yeah.
Neo. My name is Neo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't believe you've never seen that. That's hilarious to me.
It's too deep for
me. All right, so hold on.
Really?
Patricio, take the blue pill. Anyway, what were you about to say?
It's too deep.
Oh, I forget.
Something about Marin.
No.
Yep, you got into it. You were like, we're in Redwood City.
No. I don't even remember. Yeah.
All right. This one goes to you, Heinz.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is the best magic trick you've ever seen with your own two eyes, like right in front of you?
Houdini.
Doing what?
Escaping.
Where?
On the water.
Where were you?
In front of my TV.
No, he said front of you, like actual magician.
Someone
doing
put
a trick.
Oh, okay, did a trick in front of you, like a magic trick.
Man, I gotta think about this. I mean.
Yeah, what's up?
I got a smoke about it. Probably had to do with a woman.
They saw her in half?
No, how she did me or something, you know?
She bit you.
Did me.
She did you in a magic way.
In a magic way. Exactly.
Okay, I'll take that for an answer. Let's get over to Archer. Any magic tricks anyone's ever done for you?
Yeah.
It's the best one. I'm sure more than
people. Yeah. There was this one. I hope I can explain it well so you can really see it. But this guy walks up. He starts doing a number of card tricks, and we're all, you know. And then he's like, here's one I know that you've never seen before. And so he says, I need two of you. So he picks these two girls, and he has this deck of cards, and he spreads them out face down and ask the girl to take a card and to look at it and put it back in the deck. Just remember what that card was. And so then he went to the next girl and he did the same thing. Spread the cards out face down, asked her to pick a card. Then she looked at the card, put it back, put the cards away. Then he asked him to draw a line across his belly and stop at any any certain point. So the one girl draws this line that goes arced over his belly and stops over on the other side of his belly. And then the other girl draws a line that stops like halfway across his belly.
Okay.
And so then he's like, tells him, okay, remember the cards that you had and just kind of say them in your head really, you know, strongly, like what those cards were. And then he, as he's, they're sitting, you know, just kind of meditating on that, he lifts up his shirt. And the one girl who stopped in the middle of his belly, he had a tattoo on his chest, and that card that she picked was larger and tattooed kind of out more, like out from the rest of the deck that was spread across his chest. And the other girl's card, where she had stopped the line, was tattooed larger and outside.
Tattooed, yeah.
The same cards that they picked, yes.
Tattooed.
Pretty sneaky, you saw sis. That? Yeah, it was on the street in Portland.
Because, like, people know, some people call me the magic man every once in a blue moon. If you get hair up my butt. But,
magician.
I was like this. Hey, Patrick, watch me make Sean Prine's truck disappear. And you're like, what are you talking about? So then, like, drank about, I don't know, 15 beers, and then I drank a bunch of whiskey. And then after I drank a bunch of whiskey.
Some Southern Comfort. What was that we were drinking?
No, I drank a bunch of whiskey, and then we find out that we're not getting to use a room to dry some stuff upside down that we built the room for. And so we start getting into a brutal battle, and Sean goes, here, you fill the back of my truck up with this, and you drive down this dirt road to this dude's house that we'd met the day before, and, like, you deal with this material over at his house. But, like, I had to take it all out of his truck, dump it, and then go back and get more out of a pickup truck. Dude, like, we're piling it high.
It's
and so then I'm coming back home, and I am pissed fuck off. And I said, hey, Patrick, you want to see a magic trick? Watch me make Sean Prine's truck disappear. And he's like, what are you talking about? I snapped my fingers. No, Pat, how'd it go?
Yeah, so we were coming back from this man, this guy's land that he had a driveway that could have been 3 or 4 miles long back into these hills. And you had to go through a gate. So we drove through the gate and went out to this guy's land and we hung the stuff. And on our way back, I was in my car and Stu was in this Sean's pickup truck following behind. So as I'm approaching the gate, I'm slowing down. And as I'm slowing down, I'm hearing this screeching of skidding tires. And then I stop and I hear this crumpling of metal. And I fucking freaked out, and I stopped my car, and I ran back about, you know, 100 feet up the road and see Sean's truck flipped over upside down, pinned between 3 trees over this cliff. And so
it's a real cliff.
Yeah.
The only thing that stopped me was this tree growing outside the cliff.
Yeah. I jump over the cliff and start sliding down the mud, holding on to the bushes and whatnot, just sliding down this mud, holding on, grab onto this truck and, you know, fucking yank Stu out. And basically all the while I'm like, oh, you know, this truck could go at any second and slide down on top of me and completely take me out. And I'm trying to get Stu out, and he's just laying there upside down, just like, oh, dude, I fucked up. And he's just like, dude, forget about it. Just leave me here. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of this fucking truck right now. And so he starts crawling out as quickly as he can. He's trying to grab some shit. I'm like, fuck that shit, dude. Get out of this fucking truck. And so we're having a hard... He's hurt because he's just been flipped upside down in this fucking truck over a cliff, right? So he's fucking hurt. And he could barely climb up this hill. So I just had to grab him by the back of his belt and just push him up this hill and fucking climb up this mud. And it's just so tough to get finally back up to the roadside. And finally we get up there and that was just kind of like after a month of absolute insanity with all these other fucking weird backwoods hillbilly fucking Jerry Springer dramas that this happened. Fucking wild. I felt like I was on TV, but I was for real life rescuing a friend from fucking throwing a truck over a fucking cliff.
But Sean had to call the insurance company. He never saw his truck ever again. I told him I was going to make Sean's truck disappear, and I did it. Ta-da!
Bam.
What happened with the hay?
With the hate?
Hay.
Hayed?
Hay.
Hay. Is
on the back of the
still
truck.
Still tells it. Wasn't in the truck.
Yeah, we had emptied it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'd already emptied it out. We were back to go get more.
Okay.
Good times. Good times. So,
the guy that was living behind the house that I was there at was a sheriff of the area, and his job was to basically helicopter into these locations up in the Sierras and bust these big, big pot grows that were illegal because there was a lot of cartel up there growing. But this guy swore to me, and I felt like I could believe him because he wasn't an alcoholic and he didn't do drugs, but he told me for sure that he knew that he experienced a Bigfoot up there.
Mm-hmm. Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot. Said it was behind his house. I believed him.
Fool.
Come on.
Huh?
Guess who didn't believe him? Stuart.
All right.
But, on a lighter note, yeah? What do you plan on doing in 2019? Any new plans?
I know, same old, but revisiting. New plan. Revisiting.
Yeah?
Yeah. I gotta go to Europe.
That's what I was saying. You got any plans? You gonna go over to Europe again?
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Head back and forth.
I supposed to get social security now there, but I don't know.
Are Trump gonna take it away from you?
Here, maybe, yes. Not there.
No, I'm saying here.
Yeah, I could. He wants to.
No, if he wants to.
He wants to, man.
Like, you guys ready to wrap this up?
Sure.
We'll say goodbye to the people. Say Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays, everyone.
It is going to
wish
be
you the best.
A sleepy night
drive
tonight,
safely.
My friend.
Let's
right?
make it a good one.
Punto momento.
Are we still on air?
Yeah, just for a second.
You still live in the same building as
yeah.
you? Really?
Same place. Same, huh?
Same old.
Good
rent.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but I'm kind of tired of being there.
Sure.
When you live so long in a place, you go nuts.
Yeah,
it's
not
your place,
hard.
You know, on top of it.
Yeah.
If it was my place, it's not.
What happened to the old guy that lived there?
He died.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a long time. You remember him, huh? Chris, the Danish guy.
Yeah.
God, poor Gus.
You remember that guy?
Did you hear about Gus?
You know Gus?
No.
Gus, who owned the grocery stores? The one on Haight Street and the one out in Noriega?
Yeah, I think
he got ran over by a bus. Or by a truck, actually.
He was older, too, then, huh?
No, he wasn't that old. He was younger. He's fucking...
On foot? He was on foot?
No, he's down at the produce market. Are we still on?
We are.
Blessings to Gus and his family.
Are we on drugs? No, just weed, beers, food, trauma, the comatoseness. That was fun hiking around Rosa Parks with you guys today. Did you like the park?
Yes, and I like to be here. And thanks, Roseanne. The Stewart family. The the song. Don't know my Avery. Not the dog, the song.
What's wrong with the dog?
No, but it's not Avery.
All right, you guys, have a beautiful new year. If I don't talk to you till then, probably will. Christmas is around the corner. You know everybody wants a gift. Even if they say they don't want, gotta get them a little something, something. Ho, ho, ho.
Black Friday.
What do they call it, like, Purple Friday, or some color that isn't a color of a human being.
It's like a black hole or something.
Fuchsia Friday.
Obviously.
Yeah, why? I'm a cousin Texan girls who came to take away our souls. Fukushima Friday, what are you talking about? There's a fight to know, a fight to have, it's a battle. It was such a janitor's set of keys, bro. Thing probably weighs how much? You could use it as a weapon. Your keychain is a weapon. Dude.